Help for the 44 million Americans without health insurance was supposed to be a big issue this campaign year. President Bush and Senator John Kerry have very different plans to fix what ails the nation's health care system. But NPR's Julie Rovner reports something happened to the health care issue on its way to center stage.
John Kerry talks about health care a lot. Here's a bit that pops up in most of his speeches, in this case to the AFL-CIO.
Have your co-payments gone up? Have your deductibles gone up? Then you need to tell this administration we're fed up and their time is up.
Senator Kerry has an ambitious health reform plan, estimated to cost about $650 billion over the next decade and cover just under two-thirds of the uninsured. It would let those without coverage buy it through a pool similar to the one that covers federal workers and members of Congress. And it seeks to lower costs to workers and employers by having the federal government pay for patients with catastrophic medical expenses.
It will reduce the average premium by $1,000 a year, and it will crack down on the skyrocketing drug prices we face today.
The president's plan for helping the uninsured is far less ambitious. It's a combination of tax credits to help the uninsured buy coverage and association health plans to let small businesses band together. It would cost an estimated $90 billion over 10 years and cover maybe 10% of the 44 million uninsured Americans. President Bush says his differences with Senator Kerry are not just about size, but about philosophy.
The debate is whether or not the marketplace ought to have a function in determining the cost of health care, or whether or not the federal government ought to make all decisions. I've made my stand. I believe that the best health care policy is one that trusts and empowers consumers and one that understands the market.
That's why President Bush likes to talk about the new tax-preferred health savings accounts authorized as part of last year's sweeping Medicare overhaul. In fact, Mr. Bush is banking on that law to help demonstrate his commitment to health care and immunize him from Kerry's attacks. Former Minnesota Republican Senator Dave Durenberger, now a health policy consultant, says the strategy seems so far to be working.
I think the administration has done an excellent job of making, whether it's health care for the uninsured or health care costs, a non-issue in this campaign.
Kerry, meanwhile, has had to walk a fine line on an issue Democrats have owned for the past several elections. On the one hand, the plan would be financed by repealing recent tax cuts for those earning more than $200,000 a year, leaving it open to Bush administration accusations that Kerry's a tax raiser. But Kerry's plan has also been criticized from the left by those who think it doesn't go far enough because it wouldn't cover everyone. Sarah Bianchi, Kerry's policy director, says the candidate steered a middle ground on purpose.
Senator Kerry didn't want to do something that he believed could not get through the Congress. He didn't want to go out and campaign and promise something he thought he couldn't deliver.
Still, at least so far, health care just hasn't become a front burner issue in the campaign. Former Senator Durenberger says he doubts any issue will.
This election, under no circumstances, will get decided on whether John Kerry or George Bush has a better health plan. That's not going to be the issue. The issue is going to be the president's judgment, pure and simple.
Which is a shame, say health policy analysts like Stuart Altman of Brandeis University.
My worst case scenario is not that our health care system will collapse, because it won't, but that we would have a form of a brownout.
Altman says that brownout, a partial breakdown of the system, will come because health care providers are under increasing stress. They're expected to give free care to the uninsured, even as they absorb losses from those who have coverage but still can't afford their share of their medical bills. At some point, soon, the financial burden will force those providers to cut back on staff and services, he says.
And when they do that, it won't only affect the people who have high deductibles or the uninsured, it will affect the quality and access to everyone in that area.
In the past, the uninsured haven't been a big campaign issue because those without insurance tend not to vote. The trick now, policy analysts say, is convincing voters who have coverage that those who don't are a threat to their health care. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.